is Four State Focus. News Radio 930 WFMD talks to newsmakers throughout Frederick and surrounding counties.
And welcome to another weekend on the radio. It is the Four State Focus Show, and I am your host, Ryan Hedrick. And today we have a very unique subject. You may have driven around and seen solar panels on people's homes. Well, on Friday, April 1st, and this is no joke, April 1st, April Fool's Day, a nonprofit group called Solar United Neighbors, acronym SUN, launched the second Capital Area Co-op to help DMV area residents go solar. In 2021, SUN hosted its first Capital Area solar co-op covering Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and as a result, 255 homes and businesses installed solar panels and installed electric vehicle chargers, and that's been a hot topic here in Frederick County. And in to talk about this, Kimberly Armstrong, she's the Maryland Program Director for Solar United Neighbors. Ron Coltonball, he was a participant in the program several years ago, and Don Ashbacker, and she is with Frederick County. I'll bring on Kimberly first. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the rollout of another installment of this program was a week ago. Tell us how it's going.
It's going well. Actually, we had people signed up before the rollout even started. So we had at least about 10 to 14 people that had already enrolled and signed up before April 1st. So it's going well.
And what are they telling you about the program? How are they reacting? Any feedback lately?
Well, the feedback is people are... So what we do at Solar United Neighbors is try to take out the, I guess you could say, the headache of people trying to figure out how to go solar, looking for an installer, because it can be very complicated. So as us being a nonprofit, what we do is we get people as a group to go solar. And once we have anywhere between 20 or 30 people that want to go solar, we put out an RFP and two different installers. And once we get the bids back, then we look at them and we have the actual members of the co-op that select their own installers.
Hmm. So I have a very unique show today because we not only have the program director for the program, you just heard her, Kimberly, we also have Ron Coltonball. He participated in the program about 7 or 8 years ago. Ron, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us all about your experience. And this was, if my notes are right, 2014, right?
Actually, 13.
Okay.
And actually, the co-op I was in was actually done by the county, kind of ran that on their own. So United Neighbors wasn't around, I don't think, back then, or at least not in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same idea. It worked out great. I mean, there was a bunch of us that were, you know, people signed up for the program. And a lot of people, you know, signed up and said, hey, I'm interested in this. And the great thing about the way it works is you bring together businesses are going to offer solar. You get a volume discount because, you know, they can order in quantity then if they have a lot of people. And the people in the co-op, as Kimberly said, they help review the bids. They help select which one to go with. And then if it turns out, you know, this doesn't work for you, you just don't go forward and actually get an installation. So the great thing is you can join the co-op. You can explore, see if it's going to work. If it does, great. If it doesn't, well, you know, no problem. You just move on.
Ron, why did you decide to join the co-op back in the day?
So for me, I'd already had solar panels on my house. I got my original panels in 2010. And when the co-op came around, I was thinking that I probably didn't, you know, wouldn't make sense. But I thought, let me check it out. And it turned out that for lots of reasons, the way the bid worked and the vendor they chose, I could actually add more panels onto my system on the back of the house. And prices had dropped that it just made sense to add more to the system. And then by then, my electric bill was essentially zero for most of the year.
Mm. Yeah, and that's a big savings. Now, Kimberly, you can attest, I mean, electricity rates have really risen these days, haven't they?
Yes.
tell us how much and how they've affected customers and why people are choosing solar.
Yeah, so you just think about energy in itself is continually going up. It doesn't go down. And if it does, it's very rarely, right? So one of the reasons that people choose to go solar is because what Ron said is that it can decrease your energy usage as well as helping you to save money. So energy, I always tell people to think of it like this. Energy is something that you have to pay for and you can't live without it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can pay less of it or pay none of it, then it's a win-win for everybody.
Right. I want to bring in Dawn Ashbecker for the first time. She's with Frederick County. Dawn, thank you so much for making time. I know you have a busy schedule, and you really were great in coordinating this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us what the county is doing for these co-ops and what your role in programs like this is.
Yes, so at the county, sometimes, and it's happening more and more often, we get calls from residents who want to know more about solar. And we don't do solar installations, but we do promote the solar co-op and let people know about this opportunity because it's a way for them to get unbiased information on a complicated topic and a big investment, and then also to join with their neighbors to leverage some bulk purchasing power to help lower their costs. So we're really excited to help promote the solar co-op.
And Kimberly, when people, you know, when they have questions, because people will always have questions about things they don't know, do you guys have any seminars or anything for large groups of people can go to learn about what they don't know about solar?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do and why we partner with different municipalities like Frederick, with Dawn and the Office of Sustainability, is that we have monthly info sessions. So we'll have one info session every month that goes over the entire process. It actually show people the technology, what it looks like, how it works. So we go through the whole game. And so it takes a lot of the guessing out how solar works and how they can benefit and how they can become a part of the co-op.
So, Ron, when you installed these solar panels, how quickly did you get the financial relief that you thought that you could have and that you were looking for?
Well, the savings on our electric bill was immediate. And so for a lot of folks, you know, how the savings works out for you is going to really depend on your situation. Do you have the money to invest and just, you know, pay for it up front? Are you taking out a loan? Are you doing a home equity loan? So it really is going to vary a lot as to how the savings are going to impact each person. But you see it right away in your electric bill. And then the long term, now for me, for the long term, I've had my panels long enough that I've recouped what I put into them in terms of lower energy bills. So the great thing is, at some point in time in the process, you've recouped everything you've invested, and then you're basically getting electricity for free.
Hmm. Interesting. And the co-op, you're talking about free. The co-op is actually free to join and open to homeowners and businesses, right, Kimberly?
Exactly. So it's free to join. It's no obligation to do anything. Because we're a nonprofit, our main role is to inform and educate people on how to go solar. And if they choose to move forward, we help them through the process.
Yeah. How many different projects are going on right now that you know of, Kimberly, at least with the co-op that you're partnered with?
Well, this co-op has just started in April, but mm-hmm. we have two co-ops. So we have the Capital Area Co-op, and then we also have another co-op that's going to start it March the 21st. That's in Anne Arundel County and the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very interesting and, again, a hot topic, electricity. You cannot live without it. We have a very unique show. If you're just tuning in, let me reset everything. I'm Ryan Hedrick. You're listening to the 4-State Focus on WFMD and WFRE. And Kimberly Armstrong joining us. She's the Maryland Program Director for Solar United Neighbors. Ron Coltonbaugh, he was a participant in the program and instantly reaped the benefits of going solar immediately. And this was years back. And Dawn Ashbecker, she's with Frederick County, talking to us about how the county is getting involved. Dawn, let me pivot back to you. Are you hearing about a lot of people more and more that are inquiring about solar?
Yes, I think, as you mentioned, as energy costs go up and people are thinking about what their options are, and, you know, there's lots of reasons, but yes, people are asking more about solar and how they can do that.
Kimberly, do these co-ops come around? I mean, is there a certain time period, like, there's time to enroll, and then they may go, like, 6 months, or are they available 365 days a year?
No, we usually run the co-ops anywhere between 6 to 9 months, just depending. And sometimes we may give people the option to enroll maybe a couple of more weeks after the co-op closes, but the average is anywhere between 6 to 9 months.
So, Ron, how did the solar work for you? And I guess, Kimberly, you could weigh in on this, too. So if I don't know anything about solar and I install my panels, what does the whole process look like? Is it a lot of work for the homeowner? How does that process work?
So once you've gone through the decision, which the co-op makes a lot easier, basically the installer comes out. They're going to usually, depending on the size of the system, a day or two at most, putting them up, actually doing the installation. Then there's a little bit of delay while they coordinate with the power company to actually turn on the system. And there's an inspection for, permitting inspection that occurs along the way. So there's a few touch points there where you have to do something. But other than that, there's really not a whole lot you have to do. The one thing I do recommend folks do is think about your roof. For us, our roof was basically, we were like about a year away from needing to replace it. And so we just did that up front. That way you don't have to actually take the panels down and put them back up again, which would be an added expense. So if your roof is close to needing replaced, it's good to do that before you put the solar up.
Hmm. So when you're dealing with like storms, how does that work? Like serious storms, snowstorms, rainstorms, thunderstorms, any vulnerability to the solar panels in that respect?
So the panels have to be, they can't be like right up against the edge of the roof. There's a certain setback so that the wind can't, be a problem there. The only problem with snow is that you lose a little bit of generating during that time, but the panels will, the snow will melt on the panels first, and so they clear off pretty quickly. We don't usually get very deep snows around here, so you're not out that much. As far as storms go, the panels are tested under pretty rigorous conditions, and I don't know the exact speeds, but I know like 100 mile an hour hail is like a common test for these things.
Oh wow!
So they're pretty durable. We think of it, glass is kind of fragile, but there's industrial type glasses that, I don't know all the details on that, but they're quite strong. And like I said, we've had our original ones for 10 years and no problems with panel breakage.
Kimberly, what do you think would happen if everybody went solar? What type of, what type of benefits would the community see?
I think it would be great because it would have a less of a burden on people's energy uses. If you think about the cost of energy and, people paying their utilities, like I mentioned before, is steadily going up. So if everybody got solar and went solar and we could reduce our energy cost, I think, like I said, it's a win-win for everyone. And it would take a lot of I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
It would take a lot of burden off of the government as well. So just think about how, that plays into it.
Yeah, what do you think the misconceptions are talking about government? I'm not a big fan of like politics getting involved with families because people get different information and things become politicized and misunderstood and stuff like that. But what do you think the holdup is with people converting to solar? Kimberly, Ron, you could weigh in on this too.
I think it can come from the financial aspect of it. Before solar was really, really expensive. So a lot of people may not understand or know that the cost of solar has gone down dramatically because of the technology. So if people would, you know, were a little more informed and educated about solar and how it works, which is what it is that we do, is I think that more people, if we would demystify a lot of those narratives.
So the more people in the, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm speaking sheerly from just an inquisitive standpoint, Kim, Ron, Don, but the more people that are invested in this co-op, the less financial burden it is on the respective families in the co-op, right?
Yeah, the great thing about this is...
And Ron can speak to that.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, the great thing about this is that the more people that join the co-op, the more people that sign up, then the order for all the equipment is bigger, and so the suppliers are going to give you a bigger discount. Just like if you go and you buy, you know, one thing at this grocery store versus buying 100 at Costco, you get a volume discount. So the more in there, the bigger the discount.
So how many people were in your co-op, Ron?
Oh, gosh, that's what you're asking me. That was a long time ago. I think it was 30 or 40 that ended up signing up. I don't know how many were in the co-op originally and investigated it. But back to your earlier question about why people have or haven't gone solar. I think a lot of it is just it is a big investment, depending how you do it. But more importantly, it's kind of complicated. You got to get different. I mean, I understand the technology. You got to get different bids and stuff. And that's where the co-op takes a lot of that burden out. You don't have to spend, like we did our original install before the co-op. We got vendors out and they gave us presentations and we had to compare the bids and learn how it worked and which was better. Well, the co-op gets rid of all that. You basically, the co-op, you know, find out what your situation is, your roof size and all that kind of stuff. They put out the RFP, and then there's this collaborative process to figure out what's the best bid, and it makes it a lot less work to go figure out if this works for you or not.
Kimberly, is that where the program comes in, Solar United Neighbors? Do you alleviate a little bit of that stress and strain from the homeowners?
Exactly. That's one of the things that we do. Like Ron said, we help them to understand the process, but also walk with them through the process. And even after they have their panels installed, we just don't leave them. So even if they start to have some type of issues, maybe with the installer or something else they don't understand, they can always send us an email at solarunitedneighbors.org and get the information, or we can try to help mediate some of those things.
So what is a typical, give me maybe like two or three top questions, Kimberly. I'm in front of you. I'm a common homeowner, and I have questions. What are the top three most popular questions you could think of that people have had or have?
One of the main questions that we get a lot is how long is it going to take? How much does it cost? And do I need to get a new roof?
So why don't you answer those just on a hypothetical, because everybody's different. Ron needed to get a new roof because his need of replacing anyway, but why don't you try to answer some of those questions in a hypothetical sense?
Yeah, so when people ask, you know, how much does it cost, and I always tell people it depends on your household. So you and I can both live in the same type of house in the same neighborhood, but you may use more energy than I do. So my system may be a little bit different than yours because of the energy usage and also how much you want to offset. So that will determine how, you know, the cost of it. And then when it comes to the roof, Ron had mentioned this before, is that we tell people if you think you're going to need a new roof, then it's best to get a new roof before you get the solar panels on, because it is an added cost if you have to put the panels up and then have to take them off because you're having a roof issue. And then the next question people ask a lot is how long is it going to take? And it also depends on which jurisdiction you live in, because you do have to pull permits, you do have to have inspections, and then you have to also wait for the utility company to actually give you the okay to turn your system on. Mm.
Yeah, is there some type of guarantee on the solar panels? Ron, for instance, the ones you still have solar panels, by the way?
I do, yeah.
How long, I mean, are those lifetime guaranteed, or what's the lifespan on those things?
So it it depends on the different vendors. It varies. But in my case, the panels have a 25-year warranty, and the electronics have a 10-year warranty. So that's pretty good. And then that doesn't mean, and I've talked to people who have panels that are, you know, much older than 25 years, and they're still working fine. What often happens, though, is the technology has improved so much that by then, there's a good chance you can actually get new panels that are more efficient and are going to save even more money. And so you might replace them just because there's something better out there.
How do you maintain those, Ron? Do you hire a company to clean them, or are they self-reliant? What happens in terms of like maintenance and stuff?
Yeah, basically, you really don't need to clean them. Normal rain and stuff will take care of that. Some large solar farms might do that because of there's just so many there to do it, and it's so easy because they're on the ground and stuff. But on your roof, generally you don't bother with that. It's just the rain's going to take care of it.
So, Don, from a county perspective, because we haven't heard from you in a couple of minutes, I'm trying to get everybody involved. By the way, you're listening to the 4-State Focus Show, and we're talking about solar, not from a political standpoint like we usually do, but from a realistic standpoint. We have a program director. She's Kimberly Armstrong with Solar United Neighbors. Ron was a participant in a program similar to this several years ago and still has solar. And Don is with Frederick County. Now, with Frederick County, are there any incentives, Don, that residents can earn by going solar?
There are not county incentives. I think Kimberly and Ron can talk about other incentives that are out there. But we do have another program that is helpful for folks. What I always tell people that before you put solar on your house, make sure your house is as energy efficient as it can be so mm-hmm. that you're putting on the right size system. And we do have a program for people who qualify called Power Saver Retrofits. And in that case, we do help cover the costs of energy efficient retrofits so people have things in place so they aren't going to need as much energy. And you don't have to be in the solar co-op to join that program.
Hmm. So if people want to learn more from a county perspective, Don, where can they go? Can they just call you, or would you prefer an email? How would you like them to communicate and learn more about the program you're talking about?
So they can go online and Google Power Saver Retrofits, or they can send an email to sustainability@frederickcountymd.gov.
Are you, Ron, are you always going to have solar? Your mind made up? You've crossed that bridge and you're not going back?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, the only way I would not have solar if I moved somewhere and had a nice wooded lot and, the trees didn't allow it, of course. I'm not going to cut down trees to do solar. But in our house, there's just no reason to go away from it.
Yeah. What type of are there any restrictions, Don, that you know of that Frederick County, like you can't have solar in a certain neighborhood, or is it legal all over?
I believe it's allowed. I mean, that's part of the permitting process. And we are partnering with the city of Frederick, so they are also promoting the co-op. In some cases, if people live in a historic district, there might be certain requirements, but they do have their historic district staff person who is happy to answer questions and help walk people through the process as well.
Yeah, and Kimberly or Ron, you can ask this. We have people that have expressed distrust with contractors all the time, and everybody wants to know they're getting an honest person to do the installation. What do you suggest looking for in a solar installer?
So one of the things that we do through our bidding process is when we have the selection committee with the members is that we do a vetted background check on them. So mm-hmm. we make sure they're licensed, bonded, and accredited. And we also ask them for references from 3 to 5 different household that they have installed solar on, and we actually contact those customers and ask them what was their experience like.
That is perfect. That's great to hear. Well, we're coming to the end of the interview. You three have been fabulous. I'm grateful to raise awareness for this. Kimberly, I'll end with you being the program director for Solar United Programs in Maryland. If people want to reach out to you and learn more about the co-op, and if they have additional questions, what can they do?
Yeah, so they can either email me at mdteams@solarunitedneighbors.org, and they can also go on our website that has plenty of information at solarunitedneighbors.org. If they want to join a co-op, there's a button where they can just click join a co-op, go down to Maryland, and select either the Capital Area co-op or the Anne Arundel County and Eastern Shore co-op.
That sounds great. Kimberly, Ron, Don, thank you so much for joining me. I've enjoyed the conversation and learning more about the solar initiatives in our community and beyond. Thank you so much, you three.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Four State Focus show. If you have a story idea, email me, ryan@wfmd.com. Until next time, have a great weekend.
State Focus has been a public service of News Radio 930 WFMD. Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.